بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we were discussing some aspects of sustenance and rozi. With the present global financial crisis we are going through, a lot of people are becoming quite anxious nowadays about what the future holds for them. Also with the load shedding getting even more intense, then there are this constant fear and worry as to what will be the condition of people's sustenance. Some people even have sleepless nights because of this. So we have to first of all understand that sustenance only lies in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq. That is Allah's name. He is the being who provides sustenance. Allah ta'ala never kept sustenance in the hands of any human being. One of the shukrs that some of the awliya of the past would make every day, certain things they would thank Allah for, one of the aspects that they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the rozi in His control. If Allah ta'ala had given it to some human being, one day you'll get food, one day you won't get food. That will be the condition. If he's a corrupt person, then for his own agenda, he will put sanctions on you. And if he's a very pious person, that day you commit one sin, he won't give you your rozi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this in His control. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give rozi to every single species of creation. This is such an amazing phenomena, this rozi. If a person just ponders over this and he just thinks about this, he will get the marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go out yourself now in the morning and look at the different species of creations, whether it is human beings, so many different types of people coming from different backgrounds, got different diets, they got different choices when it comes to what they eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for every person according to his temperament, according to his diet, what he would like to eat. Then if you look at the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the birds, the fish in the ocean, the ants, the worms, you will find that the birds find a sustenance. Every morning you will see the bird is going somewhere, it's finding something to eat. This is not a coincidence. We don't believe in things like coincidence. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unique system. This is the beautiful administration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance for every single species of creation. There's a famous incident of Hazrat Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. We on one occasion, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he requested Allah subhanahu. You know, Sulaiman alayhi salam was a very powerful king. So don't think about our kings now. He was one of the four kings that ruled the entire world at some point. So ulama explained that there were four kings, two were Muslims and two are kafirs. And inshallah, the next person to rule the entire world will be Hazrat Mahdi. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, give me the opportunity of feeding your entire creation for one complete year. Allah ta'ala told him, innaka lan taqdira ala dhalik, O Sulaiman, you'll never be able to do that. Now why these people desired this was, they knew the reward of it, and they knew the benefit of it. Because remember now, feeding people is a very great reward. And it's a very great act. In fact, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, it is reported from him that he mentioned that in his estimation, this is one of the most effective and beneficial things to do to feed people. But unfortunately now our condition is such that, you know, if you could feed someone now, you start thinking now, must I feed them, don't feed them, how can I cut down, how? For other things we'll spend. tell a person, go for a holiday, do this, you spend the money. But when it comes to things of where you're going to benefit, then unfortunately, then those things we hold back. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1 week, give me the permission to feed the entire creation. So Allah ta'ala told him, not even 1 week, you'll never manage. Then he said, Allah, 1 day. Allah ta'ala told him, that too you won't manage. But he said, like he pleaded, Allah, just 1 day, give me the opportunity. So Allah ta'ala told him, okay, 1 day, the whole creation will be your mehman, they will be your guest. You will feed the entire creation. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam starts making preparations now. Imagine now, one small function, we're having a couple hundred people, how much preparation? You're already preparing for months in advance. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam got all the jinnat and get all the resources together and what animals we can feed and how many animals we need to slaughter. And he prepared a very, very huge dastarkhan. So they say the distance of 1 month, just for our understanding, you're looking at about 700-800 kilometers was the length as well as the breadth. 700-800 kilometers was the length of the dastarkhan, and 700-800 kilometers was the breadth of that dastarkhan. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, who will you start off with? Start off with the animals of the sea. So Allah Ta'ala instructed one fish, huge fish that came. Go and see these whales and sharks and how much they eat every day. Go and study. All this is now, scientifically, they've already established all these things. How that thing is eating so much? Where that sustenance is coming from? So the fish speaks to Hazrat Sulaiman. So could also understand the animal, the languages of animals. So, oh Sulaiman, so today you're going to be our host and you are entertaining us. See, start eating. This fish starts eating from one side, and it's eating and eating, and it's not stopping to eat. Until eventually, it finished that whole dastarkhan of Hazrat Sulaiman, 700-800 kilometers. He thought, now so much of food I prepared, one fish. The fish says, oh Sulaiman, I'm still hungry, give me some more to eat. Sulaiman, you just finished the whole lot of food that came here. You know, so much of preparations we made. So the fish told him, oh Sulaiman, today you have oppressed me. Every day Allah Ta'ala feeds me 3 times this amount. 3 times this amount every day Allah feeds me. And you oppress me today. You really cut me down. So remember, Rozi is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you understand this, you will be relieved of a lot of your anxiety. What is meant for you will definitely come to you. مَا كَانَ مُقَدَّرًا لَكْ سَيَأْتِيكْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِينَ جَبَلِينَ. Even if it is stuck between two mountains, if it's for you, there's no way you're not going to get it. It's definitely coming to you. And مَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مُقَدَّرًا لَكْ لَيَأْتِيَكْ وَإِنْ كَانَ بِينَ شَفَتِيكْ. And if it's not meant for you, even if it's in between your lips, you got it right there, you thought I got it here, it's not going to come to you. Something will happen, you'll have to spit it out, you're not going to have that. So what is meant for you will definitely come to you. There's no way that it cannot come to you. So when you understand that Allah is the Razik, Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, what is meant for me, Allah will give it to me. All these years, who was feeding me? Allah was feeding me. I thought it was my business feeding me, or it was my job feeding me, or it was the economy. No, Allah was feeding you, and Allah will continue to feed you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow you to starve. He will not allow you to perish of starvation. But from your side also, first of all, ensure you are particular with your salah, all your ibadat, you're giving your zakat, you're doing what you have to do. Stay away from all sins. Remember, sins is a cause of deprivation. People will get deprived because of their sins. That's what will be the cause for the deprivation. It's not the economy and all these things. It's your sins. Maybe it's your sins that's leading to that. So stay away from all sins. And then also remember, you cannot be foolish. Don't be foolish in life. People are going through financial problems. They're still going and taking more loans now. So this is not a time for you to be taking loans unnecessarily, you know, for luxuries. It's not a time for you to get caught up in debts. In fact, our ulama, they advise us as quick as possible, try to pay off all those debts that you have got. Even if it means curb down all your luxuries, your holidays, your umrahs, all these things, cut it down. Even your home too, whatever luxuries you have got in your home, cut all that down and try to pay off all your debts. Look in your life, you will find a lot of places where you are wasting money. So as someone said it beautifully, plug the leaks and fill the bucket. There's a lot of leaks there. A lot of things you are wasting. You don't have to be spending, but you're spending. So you look at all these things and live within your means, live within your budget. It's very, very important for a person to have a budget, that this is my budget, this is how much I can spend, this is how much I can use. Beyond this now, I can't go beyond this. One is necessities, well, there you don't have an option. But when it comes to luxuries, definitely you have to cut down. And inshallah, if we live properly, we live with simplicity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with barakah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue giving us the sustenance in abundance. We need to make a lot of dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqa wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da. Whenever you're drinking zamzam water, make sure you make this dua, because here you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abundant sustenance. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.